So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
I look forward to speaking to Steve Burness all the time, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Wendy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, but I'm a little disappointed because I've been getting a lot of texts from Barack Obama, and at the same number, Kamala Harris is texting me. And when I go to call them back to chat with them, it's not them.
Oh, geez. We've seen a surge, Wendy, in those text messages, and it seems to be working. That's why they're continuing them. Now what we've seen recently is they're starting a sweepstakes. So if you donate $25 or more, you'll get a chance to win a prize to meet them on the presidential election night.
Oh.
And they're going to fly you out there free of charge. And so it's getting people to give out money to unknown sources.
You know, I'm telling you, you always say it keeps happening because they're good at it. I mean, just please don't answer any texts. I got these weird texts lately about, hey, what are you up to? Or, hey, you want to meet up later? And I'm like, who's this? These are scams also, aren't they?
They are. We're recently seeing an increase at the Better Business Bureau, Wendy. What we're seeing, if anybody asks you for like a free coffee, you want to get together, or I'm just in town, you want to meet, they just really want to strike up a friendship with you and then try to solicit you in terms of a scam or cryptocurrency scam or anything like that. So the tip off to the rip off is somebody calls you out of the blue. Don't answer. Don't click on those links. Don't respond to those texts. And if you think it's from a company, a legitimate source, is go to that company itself directly. I would rather have you do that than locking up your phone by spam or malware.
I know, and I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty gullible, but when it comes to scams, I think I know what I'm talking about. But when you get those texts just saying, hey, what have you been up to lately? You think, oh, my God, is this a friend of mine that I didn't put in my new contacts, or somewhere along the line I lost their contact? Just don't do it.
Exactly. Don't click on any links, any text messages that you get, or don't even answer your phones unless it's from somebody in your contact list. Let it go to voicemail, and then you can check them out and check out their offer at first. But we're just seeing the scams increasing at the Better Business Bureau.
All right. Now, what about all these driveway scams that are going on out here? People, like, what do they approach you and say, hey, you need me to pave your driveway?
Yeah, it happens all the time. It's a perennial problem. Usually in the summer when the heat heats up or it gets really warm out, rather, the scammers come out of the woodwork on this one. And the Palos Park Police Department just issued a warning in their area. They have severe, many cases of it. So basically somebody happened to be down the street, Wendy, leaves a pamphlet at your door, says they can give you a cheaper product, price on the product, rather, because they happen to be down the street and they're already out. And they may start, they may not start, they may do a shoddy work. A lot of times they ask for money, and then they said it'll be back, and they never come back. So we had, you know, consumers lose, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. And sometimes it's shoddy work where it falls apart a week later, month later, and then by that time they're gone and they moved on to somebody else.
Yeah, that's too bad. All right, what is this brushing scam? How do I not know about this?
It's a brushing scam that's been around for a while, and it's sweeping the nation now again because we're seeing across Scam Tracker all across North America. Basically, you receive an unexpected package that might seem like a stroke of luck, but really, it's really a brushing scam where this deceptive practice by these companies, con artists, you know, really just sending unordered merchandise to you, exploiting the identity for financial gain. So, in essence, they want to, you know, say that they'll do reviews, that you receive a great product, and they can sell more products that way, or they can try to solicit you, or, you know, to pay for those items that you didn't order.
Oh, yeah.
And things of that nature. So anybody sends you a package and you didn't order it, you don't have to give it back, and it's yours, actually. So no matter what they say, but be careful. If you do receive it from an Amazon or somebody like that, call that carrier or call that entity, or go to their website. Don't call the scammer, go to their website directly and tell them what you receive from them, and then they will put they'll put a flag on your account.
So basically, Steve, you're telling us to trust no one. Fox Mulder was right from the X-Files.
There are great companies out there. Unfortunately, the bad actors get all the publicity and get all the notoriety. So, you know, go to the Better Business Bureau. You can find businesses that you can trust. There's a lot of great businesses out there. A lot of your great advertisers are great businesses, and they're all at BBB.org. We're a referral agency, so we can steer you to organizations that meet our standards.
Okay, tell us about the Torch Awards.
Yes, our Torch Awards is coming up, and everybody, on September 11th is the entry date for our Torch Award. Really, if you know a business that really, you know, consistently prioritizes transparency, ethics, and, you know, fairness and customer satisfaction, nominate them for our Torch Award. It's our 28th annual Torch Award coming up, and we recognize businesses that do it right, because we always talk about the bad businesses sometimes, Wendy, but as we just said, there's a lot of great businesses out there. Showcase that. We want to spotlight those companies with our Torch Awards. It's done by the size of the organization, so it's a little fairer for companies. But if you know a company, or if you are a company, you can apply for our Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics, and it's on companies that are accredited or not accredited, either one.
Okay, and yeah, that's in your logo. There's a torch and then BBB. If you go to BBB.org, you can see it. What is the significance of the torch?
The torch is the spotlight, the companies that do it right.
Love it.
That's what it really comes out to be. These are great companies out there. Unfortunately, the bad actors ruin it for everybody else, Wendy. That's why it's the tip-off to the rip-off.
I love it. I wish I had a drink. All right. And finally, I just want to ask you really quickly here. I want to be TikTok Tina. I have put some videos up. I'm at snide.remarks. That's what I'm at. But, you know, they're saying, hey, you want to be an influencer? And there's some phony influencer sponsorships out there. Should I not do it?
You should not do it, Wendy. There's a lot of bad companies out there, bad organizations. Everybody hears about those influencers and how much money they make. Well, guess what? The scammer now goes and solicits those people and individuals to try to be an influencer, but you have to buy their products. You have to give your credit card information, your social security number, whatever it may be. These are all scams in itself. So somebody calls you out of blue saying you want to be an influencer making thousands of dollars, but we need your information, we need your credit card or social security number. That's the tip off to the rip off.
There we go. We got three today. All right. Great to talk to you, Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Wendy.